redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo, redakcija
za kulturo in komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Na današnji svetovni dan plesa, preden se boste brezdelno zakurili s prvomajskimi kresovi, lahko stopite v mamljivo skuhno na Trubarjevi. V sklopu Skuhna tok bo danes ob 19. uri predvajan dokumentarec Roaring Lion – The Rise of Rastafari, režiserja Ismahila Blagrova Mlajšega. Filmu, ki zaokroženo predstavlja razvoj rastafarijanskega gibanja, posledila debata Rasta and Resistance z gostom Raslevajem, vsestranskim ustvarjalcem in poznavalcem rastafarijanstva. V povezavi z Zavodom Global in Zavodom Voluntariat nam je več o samih pogovorih z kuhne povedal ustanovitelj Zavoda za globalno učenje in razvoj projektov Max Zimani.
So we started with Kuchna Talk in February, actually. And this is an idea that has been hanging in the air for quite a while at Zavod Global. What we want to do is basically combine the activities that we do with also some awareness raising or about issues of importance and of interest, mainly to the marginalized people. Here in mind, I have mainly migrants and people from the global south. But everybody else, you know, who is one way or the other marginalized. We discuss mainly issues that affect us directly as marginalized people, but we're open to others. That's why we've also discussed issues concerning health, issues concerning food, etc., etc. We have a team of four people. One of the members is from Zavod Voluntariat, which is our partner on this project. And on a weekly basis, we basically decide what we want to discuss. So in the future, for instance, we're going to be talking about gluten, and then the week after that, we're going to be talking about volunteerism and then milk.
Poprašali pa smo ga še specifično o današnjem filmu in pogovoru ter o percepciji rastafarijanskega gibanja v Evropi danes.
What we do is actually we meet with people who are interested in presenting topics and we talk about programs with them. So what we actually did was we first met Russ Levi and we discussed a program with him. So he suggested actually that the program could include a presentation of the reggae movement. And another thing that you could do would be the presentation of the history of Congo. So basically this was his idea and fits very well into our program. You know, we'll be talking about the Rasta movement, its history, how it came about, the conditions and the context under which, you know, it developed to what it is today, which is basically a worldwide movement. And it's not just about the history, it's also about the Rasta movement as we know it today. We are specifically interested in the resistance part of the discussion. As we know today, there are so many issues that particularly Africans and people of African descent are facing. If you look at the United States, there are a lot of brutal killings that are practically happening willy-nilly. If you look at the Mediterranean, it has practically become a burial place for Africans. So we feel like there is really an important cause to look at resistance, but not only resistance concerning individual issues, but resistance as a philosophy. That's why we thought that the Rasta movement would really provide us the answer to what we're looking for. Perception of the Rasta movement is changing. It has been changing, actually, not only in Europe, but in Jamaica as well. This is something that Russ Lever is going to have to explain more in depth. But my impression is that, you know, the movement is now seen more like really just music, more like reggae, you know, as a genre of music, rather than the movement and its roots and the resistance part of it. It looks to me as if there has been some dilution, you know, that people are now much more interested in the music than what really, really the movement itself stood for, particularly at the beginning. But this is something that we have to explore and which Russ Levi will have to explain in detail tonight.
Prav tako ob 19. uri pa se komaj ostali vampiri lahko pomešate s tistimi pravimi na platnu. Slovenska kinoteka v sodelovanju z Inštitutom za delavske študije namreč v sklopu kinokatedre Pošasti kapitalizma cikl filmov o vampirjih predstavlja Coppolovo mojstrovino Dracula. Projekciji pa bo sledilo še predavanje Bojane Bregar o vampirski erotiki. Nekaj o privlačnosti vampirjev v 90-ih letih prejšnjega stoletja in njihovi današnji erotični reprezentaciji v populističnih serijah pa nam je kot uverturo v predavanje zaupala Bojana Bregar.
Ja, mislim, da je pač ta nek večni, nesmrtni Drakulin šarm, pač seksualni, je dejansko po moje povedan s tem, da še vedno smo nekak kljub temu, da vsi pač govorijo, oziroma pač po nekih teorijah naj bi bili pač postromantični svet, se mi zdi, da nekako to še vedno drži, ker še vedno, kak živimo, se mi zdi, skupaj s temi nekimi ideali romantičnega, ne, ki so povezani z neko idejo viktorijanske seksualnosti. Tako da mislim, da ta neka linija se še vedno vleče, mogoče od takrat in tudi v naši popularni kulturi je po moje še dost vidno. No. Tako da na ta način mogoče si interpretiram seksualno privlačnost vampirjev v pač in literaturi in filmu in še posebej pa TV serijah, ki so zdaj osredotočene na vampirje. Sploh pač Coppolin film je zelo v duhu 90-ih in v duhu reprezentacije pač seksualnosti v 90-ih. Ne? Tako da je pač ta neka neizpolnjena, mrzlična, taka živčna seksualnost notara, ne, ki je pa zdaj, mislim, da je precej bolj, ne bi rekla vulgarno, ampak mogoče manj v tem času, v katerem zdaj živimo in pač mislim, da že ni več toliko, ne da je bilo v 90-ih tabu ravno seksualnost, ne, ampak drugačen predznak je, mogoče tudi mečkan manj, bolj je civiliziran, bi rekla, no, na nek način. In to se tudi vidi v teh TV serijah, pa teh reprezentacijah Dracule danes. Ne. Ker je zdaj je že nekak ta predznak seksualnega že kar mogoče samoumeven, ker tudi 90-ih sploh pa seveda v začetku sprehu 19. stoletju ni bil tako odčiten.
Novice je pripravila Andreja.